Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today is a dynamic day. It is November 21st, 2009, Saturday, November 21st, 2009, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you know what time that is. It's time for, you guessed it, Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am so excited to be here. I'm your host, Miles W. Miller. Today is going to be a different day. We have a different format today. I'm going to actually do what I consider to be a freestyle show. There's going to be some things that are just going to we're just going to flow today. There's some things a few things I'm going to present to you, but you know, we're just going to flow today. We're going to take some callers if we get callers today, and we're just going to have a good time together. Before I go any further, I'll let you know each and every week I don't take you for granted. I don't take your time for granted. I don't take this meeting for granted. I am absolutely honored that each and every week at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you tune in to Creating the Championship Standard of Living. And because you have the audacity to tune in to Creating a Championship Standard of Living, I have the audacity to come and give you a good product. Because I want you to get everything that God has for you. So I study for these shows. I get up for these shows because I am absolutely honored that you listen to these shows, that you download the podcast, that you tell your friends that the show exists. I thank you. I don't take you for granted. I appreciate you. I love you. I am always constantly praying for you, each and every one of you. Before we go any further, I want to do something dynamic. We do this every week, but I want to do it in such a dynamic way. I am honored that God chose me for this assignment. I am honored that God chose me to be able to speak to you, to be able to encourage you, to be able to motivate you, and to be able to inspire you. So without any further ado, I can't do this without him. So I turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit now so that we all get what we came for, and that is a move of his spirit through this show. People, again, I am just excited each and every time I get a chance to talk to you, each and every time I get a chance to come on the air and hear your voices, whether it's figuratively speaking, but we're communicating with each other. It's not just a one-way conversation. We're actually having a good time here communicating with each other because you are giving me feedback on what it is you want to see. You're giving me feedback on what it is you like and what it is you don't like, and I like that. So what I want you to continue to do is continue to contact me, continue to leave comments, continue to, you know, reach out to me so that we can all get what we came for. Like, I don't want to do this show and just give you what I feel like giving you. I want this to be a show that you can actually feel confident that whatever it is you need motivationally, spiritually, you know, inspirationally, that you can get it here at Creating a Championship Standard of Living. So with that said, I offer this prayer. And then we're going to continue to move on with the show. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you today giving you honor, giving you praise, giving you worship, and giving you glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for this day, thanking you for this moment, thanking you for this time. We don't take this time for granted, but while we're here, we thank you that your presence is here, and we thank you that in your presence there's fullness of joy. We thank you for joy unspeakable. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding for all the visionaries and dreamers. All the dreamers and the visionaries that hear this show, that are listening to this show live, and they're listening to this show via podcast or tape delay. Father, we thank you for empowering the dreams of the dreamer and empowering the vision of the visionary. We thank you for resources. We thank you for finances. We thank you for whatever it is that we stand in need of. We know that you're greater than the situation. We know that you are awesome. We know that you are mighty. We know that you are holy. We know that you are dynamic, that you can't fail. So we thank you for doing the impossible. In this fourth quarter, Father, we thank you for the resurrection. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the comeback in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you all the honor, all the praise, all the worship, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just wanted to do that. I felt led to do that. And I just wanted to, you know, be obedient and do something. Like I said, this show is going to be a little different. But nonetheless, it's still going to be a powerful show. I'm sure that you're going to get something out of this show. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into a motivational moment, and I'll be right back with you.
you know, that you weren't put here just to hold up space and take up air. You were put here to do something dynamic. You were put here to make things better. Everything is created to be a solution to something. Okay? Nobody's life is in vain. There's a quote I want to read to you from Dr. Mike Murdoch. I read a lot of his books on wisdom. He says that God saw something that no one else could solve, so he created you. God saw something that no one else could solve, so he created you. He also goes on to say that everything was created to solve a problem. So your very life is a solution to somebody's problem. God disguised the solution to a certain set of problems when he created you. I'm going here with you on this because I want you to truly understand that you are important. Your life is important. Your destiny is important. And don't let anyone ever tell you anything differently. You are important. You have to be here. But there's also some rules that go along with you being here. So we'll get into that also. So you're important because God created you for a solution. Your life is designed to impact countless others. And you are put here as a specific answer to a certain set of problems. So take your worth in that and know that there's something dynamic for you to do. So that's the segue to my lesson today. My lesson today is 7 ways to promote positive self-image. 7 ways to promote a positive self-image. Step 1. Place high value on God's view of you. Place high value on God's view of you. Place high value on God's view of you, which we just talked about in depth. And I can go further with this. You have to understand that if you can hear my voice, each and every one of us was created in the likeness and image of God. None of us created ourselves. So it's like having a car. If I have a Ford Motor Company vehicle and I take it to a General Motors dealership, now the General Motors dealership can actually call Ford and get information, but how much simpler is it for me to take that car back to a Ford dealer? Because they created the car. They know that car better than anybody else knows that car. So true is our relationship with God, our relationship with our Creator. Who knows us better than that which created us, that spirit that created us? And when you get in tune with that spirit that created you, you get a true blue value, a true blue estimate of what and who you really are. Because nobody else can truly tell you what you are. In fact, why would you listen to the opinion of another human being who only uses 5% of their brain? How can somebody that only uses 5% of their brain tell you what you're not? I want you to think about that.
And we're back. I want to thank you for being with us today. This is like I said, we don't take you for granted. We want to make sure that everything that we give you today is, as always, with something that would help you experience a championship standard of living. You know, each week I go through this segment where we have you taking a look at your ideal life. We call it visualizing your ideal life. And in this segment, I want you to hear what I'm saying for a second. I want you to understand the point of visualizing your ideal life. I was just talking to a friend earlier in the day, actually moments before the show, and I told them, what would happen if you were in the presence of a king, or you know, and you wanted to get something done? And they asked you, what is that you want to get done? And they had the authority to decree and declare anything that is you wanted or needed. They had the power and authority to have it done. If you don't know what you want, how could you tell somebody what you want? Our universe has been created to be voice activated. The things you truly want, if you speak them out, you're going to see them. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You can guarantee that the environment that you are living in right now was created by the words you spoke out of your mouth, which were created by the thoughts that you imagined. See, visualizing your ideal life is so important because so many places, so many times, so many ways, people's dreams and hopes are getting snatched from them because they're not being allowed to imagine anything good anymore. Well, you have to consciously take authority over that and consciously imagine what it is you want to see in your life. I know that it may be difficult for some people, but I'm telling you that each time we come back here, open your heart up and open your mind up to receive, you know, everything that could possibly happen for you. Open yourself up to the realm of possibility. That's why I always tell you when we're doing this drill and we're doing this segment, open your mind up, open your heart up. Don't think about how much things are going to cost. Don't think about how much things, you know, what you're dealing with right now, your current situation. This is not about your current situation. We're trying to get you to a place that gets you out of this current state, that gets you to the next level, that gets you to the levels higher than that. Because that's truly living the life of a champion. It's going to require some effort, and the effort is going to be with you allowing your spirit to be open to receive your divine good. But you have to know exactly what it is you want, because you're going to get asked the question, what do you want? You mark my words in this. The universe is asking you the question every day, what do you want? Now we're going to absolutely come up with an answer to that question. We're going to tell the universe exactly what it is we want. And then we're going to play our part in the manifestation of what it is we truly want. Because too many of us have been living our nightmares. Well, we cancel nightmares. We take authority over nightmares. Now it's time to live your dreams. And we decree and declare that you shall go forth in the dream life, the divine life that God has created for each and every one of us, that he's created this universe abundantly for you and I so that you and I can get the most out of what he has put inside of us. Lack is, I was reading a tweet the other day from Deepak Chopra, and it said that lack is an illusion. Lack is an illusion. And the truth of the matter is, people, a lot of us have been tricked into believing illusions. Just like, you know, fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Lack is an illusion. And as we grow together, we're gonna grow and we're going to expand in such a dynamic way that it's going to shake the whole infrastructure of this lifetime. So get ready. Get your mind open. Clear your thoughts. Stop whatever it is you're doing. Just chill out and let's relax and just listen to my voice. The divine good you seek is also seeking you. The lifestyle that you truly want also wants you. And what I want you to do is to decide right now, what do you truly want? What is it that makes your heart at ease? What is it that gives you peace? I want you to decide what it is you want right now. I want you to meditate on what it is that you truly, truly want. Because this is very important. It's important that you know what you want. And it's not only that you know what you want, it's you're specific about what it is you want. Like I told you, I fell in love, not so much love, but I fell in extreme like with the Rolls-Royce Ghost. Beautiful car. Beautiful car. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. When you get some time, you know what, Rolls-Royce is going to pay me for this. I'm going to tell you to go to the Rolls-Royce website and look at that car. That is a beautiful car. Go to Google and Google it. The Rolls-Royce Ghost. Gorgeous car. I see myself with several of those cars. My current situation may say you can't have that. But, we're visualizing our ideal life. So we're not worried about what our current situation looks like. Because we know that greater is he that lives in us than he that's in this world. We know that no matter what the situation looks like, that God spirit inside of us, that Holy Spirit that God has placed on this earth, that God in us has the authority and the power to manifest anything it is that we truly desire or need. So don't worry about what you don't have. Don't focus on what you don't have. We're focusing right now on what it is you want. So without further ado, let's begin visualizing your ideal life. First things first, I want you to imagine yourself sitting in an IMAX theater. This is one of the world's largest screens. It's a panoramic view. And I want you to see yourself in the picture. But I don't want you to see yourself as you are today. I want you to see yourself in your ideal state. I want you to see yourself enjoying your life. I want you to see yourself having fun with your life. I want you to see yourself in abundance. I want you to see yourself in the overflow. I want you to see yourself having a joyous time. I want you to see yourself peaceful. I want you to see yourself having fun. I want you to see yourself being happy. I want you to see your loved ones there. And I want you to see yourself doing phenomenal things. I want you to see beaches. I want you to see cars and beauty and things that are just gorgeous. I want you to see yourself living the life of your dreams. I want you to see yourself living the life of your dreams. I want you to see it. I want you to see it on that screen. I want you to imagine yourself with your bills paid in full, that you are debt-free, that you're operating in debt freedom. I want you to see yourself enjoying walking in your home. I want you to see yourself fully embracing and living a championship standard living, fully experiencing a championship standard living in your imagination on this screen. I want you to see it. I want you to see the detail. I want you to see flowers. I want you to see, you know, the sun. I want you to see everything that you can possibly imagine. Now, that screen that you're looking at now, this picture in your imagination, that's actually you. This is what you've created. This is what you want to see your life look like. If somebody was sitting at a movie theater, this is what they would see right now. Now, I want you to continue to look at that picture. I want you to continue to see it moving. I want you to continue to see yourself enjoying this moment. Next step, I want you to fully embrace the feelings that you're feeling as you look at that picture. I want you to fully embrace the emotions. I want you to fully embrace the vivid colors. I want you to fully embrace everything you're seeing on that screen. Because you have to remember, what you're seeing, although it's in your imagination, you're creating it as you look at it. So that's you. That's your life you're looking at. How do you feel about you living that life? It should be an exhilarating feeling, because I know I see myself now riding in, you know, one of my several Rolls Royces. And I'm having a time right here just talking to you, because it is exhilarating. I want you to hold on to that feeling. And I want you to repeat after me. And I want you to stand. Wherever you are, no matter where you are, I want you to stand tall. If you can't stand, then hold your head up and look tall. Look up and say, I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. And I want you to continue to hold on to that picture and hold on to those feelings and hold on to that affirmation as we continue with the show. As we continue, we're going to go into an inspirational song, and then we'll be right back. And we're back. I wanted to just play that for you. That's a song that really inspires me. It's called Get Up by Mary Mary off their new album, latest album, excuse me, The Sound. And I want to go forward with the show. I have a divine intervention for you, this week's divine intervention, which, you know, is a scripture from the Bible that I quote for each show. Today's divine intervention is, you can find it in Proverbs 16 and 9. Actually, it is Proverbs 16 and 9. And I'm reading it to you from the Amplified Bible. I think I'm going to give you another version of it as well. But I'm going to read this from the Amplified version first. And it states, a man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. I'll read that again. A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. Now I'm going to also read this to you from the King James Version. And I want you to hear, I want you to get a full picture of what I'm saying here. From the King James, it says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. So what am I saying with this divine intervention? If you can come up with a plan for how your life can look, then God will direct your steps and make them sure. He'll order your steps if you give him a plan of how you want your life to look or how you expect your life to look. There's some things that you don't have to even question that you know God would want for you, that the way this universe has been created, that you know he would want for you. Struggle, lack, pain, misery, grief, those are not things that God has ordained for you. But he said he will withhold no good thing from you. So the question I ask you today is, what do you want? What is it that you truly want in your life? What is it that you truly want your life to look like? We go back to visualizing your ideal life. What do you want? What do you want your life to look like? What should your house look like? What should your relationships look like? What should your travel schedule look like? You know, those are things that you need to know. I'm telling you today, create a plan to get you to the place that you want. Create a plan of action, a plan of action, a plan of action, a plan of action for what it is you truly want. And then trust God with that plan. I'm going to share a secret with you. And I'm not going to share too much of the secret because I don't want anybody else to try to come behind me. But no, it's okay. What I do this radio show each and every week. Most times I don't have a plan until the day of the show. Which means I trust God for everything with this. But when I do write the plan, I actually do write an order on how I want to see the show. And then I bless it and I hand it to God. And most times the announcements I'm getting back about the show is that the show was absolutely dynamic and phenomenal. Well, that's because I'm stepping out of the way. But before I stepped out of the way, I gave God a plan of action. This is what I want. This is what I expect to see happen. This is what I would like to see happen. Sometimes everything that's on my sheet doesn't come to pass. But what ends up happening is that I end up getting to a more dynamic ending anyway. So what I'm saying is create a plan, give it to God, but have an end in the beginning. Have the plan actually is I have an end in mind from the beginning. I know what I want to see. So in knowing what I want to see, this is the plan I have to get there. And what you'll notice is that sometimes some of those steps on your plan will become obsolete, but you'll still get to that desired place. So understand that. It does start with a plan. If you have a plan, then God will order your steps and make your way sure. This week's presidential wisdom. You know, each week I also give you a presidential wisdom, which is a quote from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. And this week's presidential wisdom is, we need to internalize this idea of excellence. Not many folks spend a lot of time trying to be excellent. I'll repeat that. It's worth several reads. This is dynamic stuff. We need to internalize this idea of excellence. Not many folks spend a lot of time trying to be excellent. Again, we need to internalize this idea of excellence. Not many folks spend a lot of time trying to be excellent. And that's this week's presidential wisdom from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. I am so honored to be able to offer to you today some dynamic stuff. I want to send you to a dynamic promo. It's phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal information. And I'll be right back. The Power of Conquering Fear is a book that I wrote with you in mind and with myself in mind, because being a dreamer, being a visionary, sometimes we can go through life and we can see good things and we get visions. We're not common people. We're not, you know, we don't see things the way normal people see things. So we get visions that are far out, and it's sometimes it's scary to think about that stuff. But in The Power of Conquering Fear, I give a 5-step plan for how to overcome fear, how to conquer fear, how to move beyond that fear. There's an old saying that the difference between a coward and a hero is that the hero was brave for 5 minutes longer. And that's my plan, make sure that you stay brave. Just those 5 minutes can change the whole course of your life. And my goal is to give you 5 steps to keep you in that range long enough to be the great person you've been called to be, to mine out your destiny. Because today, people, the world has changed as we know it, and it's going to take innovative people to really, you know, mine out the greatness that still remains in this universe. There's a lot of untapped resources, people, and you're going to get visions and promises, you know, from God and through prayer, through fasting, through, you know, dreams, and those things are going to change the very course of how life as we know it exists. And you can't be afraid. You got to go forward. So I offer to you today my book, The Power of Conquering Fear. You can buy it at www.lulu.com/MWMiller18. That's www.lulu.com/MWMiller18. And get this book today. Get a copy for a friend. And trust me, you won't regret it. It'll be a book that changes your life. Hello, and we're back. Today is a dynamic day. I actually was able, and I was blessed actually, to go to a dynamic event last night, a dynamic event. It was called Exodus. It's those of you who in the Atlanta area may be familiar with the Coco Brother. He's a young minister of the gospel who has a radio show, and he has a dynamic vision of having this event where people, youth actually, not just the adults, but the youth, specifically for the youth, would come out and be able to come to this venue, be able to come to this event. And, you know, it's a concert, but it's also a moment for ministry. And I went there with a bunch of dynamic youth, and we had a great time. But what was so dynamic about it was that his wife, many of you know Joanne Rosario, the praise and worship singer, she came on stage and she said, the reason why you're able to see this, the reason why you're able to be in this place tonight is because of the vision of a man. She said her husband had the faith that even when it didn't look like it could possibly happen, that this thing would come to pass. It was held at New Birth Baptist Church with Bishop Eddie Long. And let me tell you, that's a 10,000-seat edifice. and you had close to 7,000-8,000 youth coming together, not to go see a concert with a popular hip hop artist or a popular R&B artist. They were coming for a move of God. And I had the honor to be there last night to witness this and be a part of it. And you could see that people were hungry. These children were hungry for a move of God. They were hungry for a real relationship with God. And this stuff, you know, it inspires me. I mean, I looked at this, I saw this, and how many adults do we know that probably can't make that same decision? They probably wouldn't have been there. But you had they had to actually turn away 1,500 people because there was no more space left in the building. What am I saying? I'm saying this. We have, as adults, we have children who really are crying out for our help. That there are things inside of us that God has placed inside of each and every one of us that we can actually help our youth. I've had the honor to assist as a with the youth ministry at our church at Great Faith Ministries. And let me tell you, these are some of the most dynamic children, they're teenagers now. They're some of the most dynamic young people I've ever met. They're energetic. They always question, you know, they have questions because they're hungry for what God has for them. They're hungry to live their dreams. They're hungry to realize their visions. They're hungry to be who God says they are versus anything that they may see on TV, in commercials, or in the media. They're hungry for what it is that they've been called here to do. They're hungry to live their purpose. And going back to our, you know, our visualization and visualizing your ideal life, they know what they want. As I was riding with them last night, I could hear the things that they talked about, and they're really specific about what it is they expect life to give them. And you know what? I really do expect that they're going to live and experience championship standards of living, each and every one of them, because they know what they want. They're strong with their relationship with God. They're strong with believing that the universe is here in abundance and is here to bless them. And while they're here, they're going to make an impact. In Atlanta, there were over 7,000 to 8,000 youth in this place, all seeking God. Yep, they may get ridiculed, they may get laughed at, but I admire what they did. I admire the fact that they had the courage to come forth. The courage to come out and say, you know what, I've been through hell and high water at a young age, but enough is enough, and I'm ready to go and be the person I've been called to be. And I say it to everybody, what have you been called to be? What is it that you want out of life? What is your purpose? Figure out what it is that you really want to do. Figure out what it is you've been called to do. And continue to listen to shows like this. Continue to gravitate towards shows like this, because guess what? Each and every week we're going to do things to ignite you. If you haven't discovered your passion, by the time we're finished with you, you'll know what you've been put here to do. And not only will you know what you've been put here to do, you're going to go do it with power and might, because God's hand will be on you. Because once you know your plans, once you know what your purpose is, once you have the beginning, you have the end in mind, you have the desired outcome in your mind, your mind will create a plan to get there. See, what I've learned is that your mind is so dynamic that once you know what it is you want, once you've made up your mind that this is the ideal life I want, your mind will create the blueprint to get there. No way around it. Your mind will create the blueprint to get you to where it is you want to be. So you have to consciously decide what it is you want to do. Like I said, these youth, they inspired me last night because they know what it is they want. They don't want life as it's been handed to them. They got an idea of what life should look like. And they're not working. They're not wanting to work 40 years to retire and live off 40% of what they used to make. Maybe get a gold watch. Maybe get a rocking chair. and then go work at Walmart. That lifestyle doesn't appeal to them. The lifestyle of not having authority, not having power, of not being able to do the things that make life fun, that day is over. And these youth have inspired me. They know what they want. And I pose that same question to you today. What do you want? Because when you know what you want, the universe opens up a whole nother realm to you. This man, Coco Brother, Corey Condry, he had a vision. He had a dynamic vision that he wanted to have an event where children, where youth could come and experience the power of God, and that it would be so packed that they would have to turn people away. And not only that, that the event would be free. All of those things came to pass last night. And I'm so honored that I was able to be a part of it. I'm so honored that, you know, I get to see a visionary live his dreams. And not only that, now he's going to take this thing on the road, and you're going to see this in more cities, in more countries. Because of one man who had enough courage to dream. And not only did he have enough courage to dream, he had enough courage to step out on his faith. That's dynamic stuff, people. The dreamer is the one who's going to change the landscape of this world. The visionary is the one who's going to change the landscape of this world. Each and every one of us, the dreamer and the visionary, we are going to change the landscape of this world. We are going to change the landscape of this world. Yes, each and every one of us. What is it that you want? Because when you realize what it is you want, you're going to realize that it's tied to your purpose. The things that you truly want are tied to your purpose. Not the things that your mind says you want, or your body says you want, the things that cause you instant pleasure, instant gratification, but the things that will cause you long-lasting satisfaction and joy, those are the things. Those are the very things that will cause you and bring you into your purpose. So I wanted to give you that. I'm calling this segment Thoughts and Ideas. I want to present that to you. But what I really want you to do, decide right now what it is you want in life. Decide right now what it is that you want in life. Decide right now what it is you want in life. Decide right now. And trust me. Trust me on this. Once you've made a decision, the door is already open to you. If thou can believe, in all things are possible. If thou can just believe, in all things are possible to you. There's no door that's closed to the believer. So I want to give you that before we move into the next segment. But just don't be afraid to dream. Don't be afraid to dream. Don't be afraid to dream and dream big. And if you're dreaming big, dream bigger. And if you're dreaming bigger than that, then dream bigger than that. But don't be afraid to go to the next level. My bishop says it so eloquently, your faith will take you where you've never been before. It is time to go places that we've never seen. This is still the fourth quarter, people. It's still 2009. There's still some things that you're going to see this year. They're going to manifest for you this year, but you got to step out on it. You got to go get it. I want you to use the information and the things we just talked about as momentum builders. I really want you to live your heart's desire. I want you to experience your heart's desire. It is my passion to see you live your heart's desires and experience a championship standard of living. So, on that note, I want to transition into another motivational moment, and then I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
And I, first and foremost, I want to set the table. My belief of success, success is truly about pursuing what our divine creator has intended for us to be and intended for us to do and intended for us to you know, be a part of. I think a lot of times you see people who are floundering in life is because they don't understand what they've been intended to do or their purpose. I'm always, you know, the last couple months I've been really big about purpose and how to help people realize their purpose, because I understand firsthand that when you don't understand your purpose, as Dr. Miles Monroe, you know, said so eloquently, where purpose is unknown, abuse is inevitable. I want to help you get from that place of abuse to a place of thriving, a place of living, you know, an ultimately good life, a life, you know, that other people around you would want to emulate. I feel like that's also another factor, another component of success. Success is living a life that's worthy of emulating. There's nobody, if you go to a prison cell right now, I can almost guarantee you, unless there's something dynamic about somebody in there, that none of those people in there are living a life that I want to emulate. And even if they are that dynamic, I still don't want to emulate their life, because I don't want to be there. I don't want to know where they ended up. So success is having people, having a life that you can be proud of, a life that your children want to emulate, and your friends see your life and they want to emulate as well. Also, another thing people don't recognize is that success will require work, but so does failure. I'll say it again. Success requires work, but so does failure. You actually have to work at being a failure. Because the universe, the way God has designed this universe for us, we're designed to win. We're designed to thrive. We're designed to be the head, not the tail, the first, not the last. So in order to not succeed in life, you actually have to go against everything that's been stacked in your favor to not succeed.
Hello, and we're back. That was a motivational moment from a previous show that we've done together, and I just want to share that with you. I want to do things to ignite your faith, to believe in yourself, to believe in the fact that God entrusted you with some dynamic things, some dynamic tools, some dynamic, you know, ideas, some dynamic dreams, some dynamic visions. And I want to be that adrenaline boost. I want to give you that adrenaline shot to get you, you know, pumped up and just, you know, get you ready to go get it. And without a shadow of a doubt, I live for this. I get excited by this. So I really want you to really grasp everything we're doing here. This is dynamic stuff that we're doing, because it's not completely scripted. I come up with a general plan, but the things that we do each Saturday, you know, basically, you know, we're trusting God. We're believing God for everything that happens. So that, you know, God gets the glory out of what we're doing here. And I really want you to be empowered by what it is I'm doing here. So, like I say, each and every week, don't hesitate to contact me. Send me an email. You can email me at miles@mileswmiller.com. That's miles@mileswmiller.com. You can email me at mileswmiller@gmail. Or you can leave a comment on the Blog Talk Radio site itself, which is blogtalkradio.com/MilesWMiller. And just leave me your comments, leave me your thoughts, leave me, you know, your opinions. What can we do to make this show better? What can I do to make this show better for you? What can I do to improve so that we can make sure that everybody's getting what they came for? And I'm just excited. This is just a great time for me. Today was, like I said, was a freestyle show. I just came here and I just sat here and I was waiting to give you something dynamic. And I'm not bringing on any guests today, because I just wanted it to be an intimate, you know, time with just you and I together. I just want you to hear what I really believe. It is really important to me that I function at a high level for you, that when I come here that I'm functioning at my best. Sometimes I've done this show and I haven't felt well. Sometimes I've done this show and I was actually sick. sometimes I've done the show and I may have been a little, you know, emotionally off that day. But one thing is for certain, I don't take you for granted. I don't take this time for granted. And I truly enjoy doing this. I truly am excited to be here each and every week, no matter what I'm going through. There's been times where I've been on the road for hours and have kept enough energy to do the show. Just enough energy to do the show, and then right after the show was over, I fell asleep. But understand this. You really do matter to me. I am praying for each and every one of you. If you're hearing this show, even if you hear this show for the first time, even though you've never met me, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God's hand is upon you for good, not evil. And that everything that rises up against your dreams and your visions, that God casts or that God raises a standard against it. Anybody that has anything worthy of doing, which is each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has something worthy of doing. That's the reason why we were born. We are a solution to a certain set of problems that we were the unique answer to. That's why your uniqueness is so important. You don't give up your uniqueness. Don't give up that which God has put inside of you to make you stand out. Don't be afraid to stand out. You know, oftentimes we've been conditioned since we were in kindergarten to blend in, do what everybody else is doing. Don't step outside of the lines, color inside the lines. You know, do what everybody else is doing. We eat the same lunch. We had to sit in this perfect little square and be perfectly motionless while class is going on. But that day is over. Now, don't get me wrong. You have to follow order. You got to follow the authorities, what authorities say. Because if you got a line with the police, they had a right to shoot you. So don't listen to what I'm saying completely. Just like last night, I went to this event, and there were some police officers that were telling me that I needed to go, that I couldn't go. They were blocking off the way for me to go to where I needed to go. I was with a group of youngsters, and I needed to get back with them as one of the adult chaperones. And I need to get over there where they were. But there are two men blocking the way that had guns. So I used wisdom. I didn't just say, well, no, man, screw you. I'm going to go around you anyway. I used wisdom. I found another way. And what I'm telling you tonight is this. Don't be afraid to do what you need to do. Don't be afraid to do what it is you have to do. Don't be afraid to get where it is you have to be, regardless of who's standing in front of you, regardless of what kind of authority they're carrying. If you know without a shadow of a doubt that I need to get to point A, but right now before I get to point A, there's a roadblock in my way. I have to be creative about how I make this thing happen. So what I did last night is I actually looked into the parking lot and noticed there was a way around those police officers. So you have to be observant. You have to look around, because I believe that the universe is designed to bless me. There are people that are strategically assigned to stop me from getting where I got to go. But I refuse to give them authority over my life. So what I've decided to do is to keep my eyes open, keep my vision open, to always look for opportunities, because opportunities always present themselves to us. And as soon as the opportunity presented itself for me to get around them, I immediately got around them, because what was more important than their authority at that moment, than what they were assigned to do, was the fact that I had an assignment also. And my assignment was to help chaperone these youth so they can have a great time. And I was able to get around them and then go back and fulfill my assignment, my purpose for the night. What I'm telling you is this. Don't be afraid to fulfill your purpose. Don't be afraid to do whatever it's going to take for you to get to where you got to go. And on that note, I'm going to transition to another motivational moment, and then I'll be right back with you.
again, I'm just completely honored to be before you today. And our lesson today is 10 steps to staying true to yourself. 10 steps to staying true to yourself. I came up with this topic late last night, actually in the wee hours of this morning. Many of you may have seen my Facebook posting where I posted a comment about being true to myself and how I actually had to apologize to myself for not being always being true to myself. And I think that it's really important for each and every one of us to understand that we are unique. We are not like everybody else. We're not normal. And because we're not normal, we can't expect to do what normal people do and have gratification or happiness or joy doing those things. We have to celebrate that uniqueness that's what's inside us. A guest we had on a couple weeks ago, Mr. Ronald Wilshire, down in Houston, Texas, you know, told us to celebrate our uniqueness. And that's one thing I'm going to continuously promote, to celebrate the identity that God has given you, the separateness that God has given you, that inside of you that will allow you to stand out and not blend in. Because you weren't put here to blend in, you were put here to stand out and lead. So, let me get started with our lesson. 10 steps to staying true to yourself. Step number one, and I believe this is the most important step to staying true to yourself. Step number one, keep God's image of you in your heart. Keep God's image of you in your heart. Keep God's image of you in your heart. A lot of people battle with low self-esteem, they battle with a bad vision of themselves, and they struggle to really find their way in the world, and they get confused and misled and led astray and run amok, things like that. And the one thing that would keep people grounded is that if you knew that the creator of the universe created you in his likeness and image, how could you ever fall for the okey-doke when somebody told you that you're less than great, you're less than phenomenal, you're less than the best? When you truly know who you are, when you truly know who you are, when you truly know what you are, nobody can come and tell you anything other than that. Immediately you understand that's a false. That's not the truth. If somebody tells you something contrary to what the Creator says you are, that's a farce. That is not the truth. So, in understanding that, it is utterly important to stay locked on the image that God says you are. You're created in His likeness and image. You're created in His likeness and image. Not like a dinosaur, not like a donkey, not like a horse, not like a bear, but in His likeness and image. You have been put here for some dynamic stuff. You have been put here to do some things that only you can do. Your life is important. Your existence on this earth, your existence in this universe is very important. So you have to stay focused on the fact that you were created to create. You were created to repair. You were created to do something dynamic. You were created to do something awesome. You were created to do something unique. So you have to celebrate that uniqueness, because God saw something in you that when he created you to solve a set of problems that nobody else can solve. So keep that in your heart, that you are put here for a special assignment from the Creator.
Hello, we're back. That was, again, another motivational moment from one of our previous shows together. While we were in the break, we had a caller call in, and he wants to say something. This is a friend of mine, recording artist, Rydell V. Rydell, are you there?
Hey, Miles, how you doing?
Everything is great, and you, sir?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to say, you know, a lot of times I just, you know, call and listen in on the weekends, or, you know, for my inspiration. And this time I just called in, just definitely wanted to just say what a wonderful job you've been doing with the show. And I told my pastor about it. A client of mine who's a pastor, I did a logo for a church for. And I said, man, you have really got to, be interviewed by Miller, because, I mean, it's just such a positive influence, you know, to the community and the listeners and everything, that I think is a nice step to go. And he was like, you know, just give me the number and connect and everything. And I was like, hey, you know, it's going to happen. So I wanted to start off by saying that, and, you know, thanks for being such inspiration.
Thank you, sir. I'm absolutely honored. Like I said, this is we definitely want to do things here to inspire people and help people, and I'm honored that, you know, that you've absolutely been, you know, inspired by the work I'm doing. So I thank you for that, and I thank God for giving me the gift.
Yeah, praise the Lord on that one, because, I mean, as the church's name is City of Deliverance, and off of Snapwood Road, I mean, Snapfinger Drive, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Off of Decatur, and Pastor Ricky Walker is his name.
Okay.
And they had first a 1 year anniversary last Sunday.
Oh, cool.
And he called me and he said, he said, right now I just want you to come out because we want to acknowledge you and just thank you for your design, logo design and everything. And, you know, we met, had a really nice time and everything, and it kind of reminded me because he has a web blog, you know, like a streaming live, you know, web and stuff. And I was like, wow, it kind of put me in the mind of you, so I want to definitely give you a call. And this other idea came on my way as I drove to work. Oprah Winfrey, I want to ask you a question about her decision on her last year.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that, you know, that's a great question. I was thinking about that earlier today. She said that 25 is enough. And I believe, honestly, that she wanted to quit at year 20, but she got lured back in. And so she wanted to leave at a time where it was significant. And, it was a number that meant something. 20, 25, those are numbers that mean something. If she had left any time before then, it had been like, well, she was on the air for 23 years. But the number 25, it seems, you know, like a full number.
Yeah.
And also, she has nothing else to prove to anybody. She is a media mogul, and she serves as an example for us dreamers and visionaries. If you can actually see it in your imagination and just put it to pass, you know, do what is necessary to bring it to pass. I mean, it can happen. Your dreams can happen. I think that's definitely what it represents to me.
I thought between her decision to, I would say, make room for other talk show hosts such as yourself.
Yes, sir.
I mean, in 25, that's what it sounds like, you know, more room for Miles Miller and other inspired talk show hosts, because, you know, Tyra Banks is, you know, very much so inspired by her as well. So,
right.
You know.
I receive that, and I thank you for saying that, because, you know, that is something I would love to do. I would love to be, you know, in a time slot like that with a dynamic TV show for people to be inspired and motivated. I definitely receive that. I believe that's going to come to pass too.
Hmm. Well, I mean, from our last talk from the first radio show, we did catch up on, you know, being what are we inspired by, and our focus, you know, to keep that drive and how to get it done, how to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been ever so inspired by music and writing and connecting with a lot of artists. There still happened to be an ASCAP function at the Georgia Alumni Hall on Wednesday of the month. It's once a month on the Wednesday, hosted by Kevin Shine. And this is artists, writers, and producers getting together and getting opportunities to network and meet with each other to, you know, get placements.
Okay.
And a lot of other cities, they don't allow this time, but, I mean, it was such a networking event to where I could not have to, I mean, I could just have all my birds toss in one stone, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And in between connecting with them, you know, I connected with other artists. And we actually, you know, have a night at Justin's on Wednesday night.
Okay.
Every Wednesday, actually. It's a Soulful Wednesdays, you know what I mean? And some of my friends in my network are just allowed to come and perform.
Okay.
And it's been great opportunity. And doors been kind of opening, and I've been more positive about, you know, my connection with music in my life and art in my life. So I'm definitely still moving forward and just letting them know it. I mean, you know, that's all you got to do is still step on the path and keep moving forward.
And I thank you for sharing that, because you know what? It goes back to what we were saying earlier in the show, you know, a man and his faith, a man having a vision to see something come to pass, to see something dynamic happen. And with your music, you captivate people, not to lead them astray, but to inspire them. You sing romantic songs. You sing songs that people really need to hear. You know, not songs about people getting stabbed and shot and smacked around. And you're talking about good stuff. So I honor you for that. You know, I think that's, you know, I'm praying for you. You know, you got a prayer partner with me. I'm praying for you to really have a breakout year. The end of 2009, 2010. I want to see this be a breakout year for you. In fact, I'm decreeing that's a breakout year for you. 2010 is gonna be your year.
I received that as well. I mean, thank you so much, Miles.
And you know, again, like I'm praying for you, man.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you, Rydell, for sharing your good news. Also, let the people know where they can find you. Where can we get your music?
I have music still, like, between, is on other artists' web pages. You can go to MySpace/RudeBoyBadCat. You know, MySpace.com/RudeBoyBadCat. And he's a reggae artist from Virgin Islands. Collab with him on some writing and vocals on his project. And I'm currently working with BJ Bowers. He has a new CD out. I'm working currently with, you know, a lot of producers that are, you know, kind of like working with Compound. His name is Skia Fountain. He has a producer by the name of Alpha Cat.
Okay.
And we're working on Ray J's new album that's coming out. There are a lot of new artists, some projects that I'm trying to get in touch with people with. Some people from Grand Hustle, as well as some other artists. I heard Teddy Riley's daughters have a group out.
Okay.
And they, you know, a lot of pop music. Pop is kind of in, and I'm trying to still link towards, you know, my genre of music. I'm probably just definitely come out with a demo of my own. But I have a special way about how I'm going to promote my music off of YouTube very soon.
Okay.
Well, you know, the right video production, and I have the concept, very nice concept and everything, but it's gonna really be a really good impact on the way people understand how music is brought to you, because a lot of people expect hooks and things. I guess the last thing I want to say is, attached to that, when you read poetry and then you have a poem to have a repetitive, stanza in it, you know.
Yes, sir.
That rhymes. Sometimes that works, you know, a lot of kiddie, rhyme along songs do, but some sonnets to where you have to read the poem, like between Edgar Allan Poe and everything, poetry is very similar to music, so there's no reason for hooks. It's always have to be in the moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you listen to my music, I'm always record in the moment particularly, so if you're lucky to get a hook, you know, that's good, but he's just trying to space you and put you in this place of time to where you're experiencing, you know, what's going on. So that's a better way to kind of explain it. You know, of course, some of them do have, you know, hooks, but some of my music between, you know, Luther Vandross, Brian McKnight old music, or just Stereophon, different things, you know, trying to get a good mixture of that together to bring things back to what, you know, positive, good music.
I understand that. And one thing I like about, like I said, well, what you said there, you know, you said you're in, you know, a lot of your music's in the moment. And I, you know, it, that rings near and dear to my heart because that's how I do the show. Most of the show is in the moment. It's not, it's, like I said, I come up with an outline, but most of it is just, it just, this is how God gives it to me, and I give it to you the same way he gives it to me, unadulterated. But right now, we're going to...
I emailed at the artist, da.artist.rightlv@gmail. You can Twitter me at Twitter/rightlv and MySpace/rightlv.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Definitely give them the Twitter. And that's Rydell. That's RYDELLV. So when you're looking for him, you're looking for the right person. But Rydell, we thoroughly appreciate you. And like I said, we're praying for your success, and we're looking forward to you coming in and previewing your CD on our show.
Amen to that one.
All right, sir, and you stay blessed.
You too, Miles.
All Thanks right,
everybody.
Yes, sir.
All right.
People, this is, like I said, today was just a freestyle show. In my caller queue, I see another guest here who's no stranger to the show. He's Mr. J.L. Godfrey. I'm going to let him give us a few words here. 1 second, J.L. J.R., you there?
Hey, how you doing, Miles?
It's great to hear you on the show, man.
You know, it's always an honor to be here with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, we're just, like I said, this is a freestyle show. We're just coming up with ideas and just talking about things that matter to us. And, like, if there's something that matters to you, let's talk about it and share it with the people.
Oh, wow. I just, really, Miles, I called in. I'm sitting at my computer, and I'm listening to the show, and what kind of struck me is when the young man, Rydell, was speaking about the Oprah Winfrey deal and how she, you know, she's retiring and things like that. And what's happening is that Les Brown is doing his last event in December.
Right.
Oprah Winfrey is getting ready to step down. The pioneers of these particular genres, they're stepping down.
Right.
Because it's time for a breath of fresh air. It's time for something new. It's time for, you know, for Miles Miller to be heard, for J.L. Godfrey to
yes,
be
sir.
Heard
yes, sir.
On a national circuit, on an international circuit. And so I was moved so much to hear that, man, because it's that time. It's our time now.
Yes, sir.
Those people who's listening, you know, the people that's listening to the call now. Now is the opportunity. You know, you have a year. Oprah's giving you a year. The countdown is on. So what
right.
are you going to do now between this year? You know, 2009 is not over with. 2010, you know, you need to have a vision map for what 2010 is going to look like. You know, if you're, you know, wanting to step out on something, now is the opportunity because the pioneers are starting to say, hey, youngsters, it's time to come on up.
Right.
It's time for you to step your game up and step into place. So I was just moved so much to hear that, and I said, let me chime in and just share my little, you know, my thought on that, man, because it just moved me so much when I heard that.
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you right now, and I'm going to say this openly, and I know Rydell can still hear this, I really want you to connect with him also, JL, because he's a dynamic young man. He has a positive message that he talks about, and he's, you know, he's going places. You know, he's somebody.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's an up and coming talent, but he's not going to be up and coming for long because he's going to be up, and people are going to know about him real soon.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely look him up on the Twitter, and you know, you can pass me along that information. I heard him, and you can hear the passion when he speaks about his music, and so it's just an awesome time, Miles. People
yes,
don't
sir.
They don't understand that. It's I mean, in the most difficult times, greatness is birth.
Right.
And that's what's happening now. You know, you think of and whatever your stance is on the healthcare debate, you think about it now. We're getting ready to get universal healthcare for all Americans. Things that's never been thought of is happening now.
Right.
Why is that?
Right.
Because it's your time.
Right.
It's your time now to step in to do the things that people once said was impossible. You know, my goal and my vision and my mission for 2010 is to teach people the psychology of success.
Ooh.
Because success is a mindset.
Yes, sir.
See, right now, it was a time where it was not conceived that, you know, we could have a Barack Obama, where we could have health care,
right,
where Oprah Winfrey would be stepping down, where Les Brown would be, you know, pulling back a little bit. It was not conceived, but now is the opportunity where the possible becomes possible. I mean, the impossible becomes possible.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, Miles, I am so fired up, man. I'm telling you, now is the time to step on the gas and don't look back. You know, it's one thing that if I could leave one thing, when you're riding in your car, you look in the river, you look in the little mirror, it says objects may be closer than they appear.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, things are closer than you even know that they are. People don't understand that, so now is the time to step out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Step out now because it's time. People are opening doors. Things that's never been done before is being done right now.
Right.
And so, Miles, I'm fired up about it. You know, that's it's my passion to get people to step into their destiny and make it happen.
Yeah, likewise. And you know, I know Jail and this, where he is right now, he could probably slap a bear. I know how he is. And
yes,
I always,
sir,
tell him that if he goes up and slaps the bear and the bear gets a little feisty, I got a double barrel shotgun right behind him, so we'll make sure the bear gets down.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. One way or another, we're going to get it down.
That bear's going down.
Yes, sir.
So, JL, tell the people about your new book.
Oh, wow. Again, it's I released my book on October 29th, and you can pick it up on my website. It's jlgodfrey.com. And I wrote a book entitled Living an Uncommon Life, The 5 Steps to Go from Good to Great. And when you think about that, the 5 steps to go from good to great, I've had people, you know, contact me and say, you know, what are those steps about? Because they sound as if I'm giving you some magic formula to go from middle class to millionaire. But really what it's about you changing your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
See, poverty is a mindset. And so what in this book, I give you the steps to go from good to great, to go from impossible to possible, to go from, you know, average to above average. I mean, in this book, it's Living an Uncommon Life. The Bible calls us peculiar people. If you're not weird, something's wrong with you because you're blending in. You're supposed
right.
to be weird. They are supposed to be talking about you. They're supposed to be looking at you strange. Because if you study history, some of the weirdest, strangest, craziest people have been some of the world's greatest inventors, you know, business owners.
Right.
So that's really what the book is about, giving people strategies and tools on how to go from good to great and change the way they think. And, or in the words of Joel Osteen, discover the champion that's in them.
Wow. That's, you know, hey, you like my mama say, you stepping in tall cotton now. You got some good stuff here for the people.
Well, that, you know, it's something that I believe that everything that you go through, it's designed to help someone else. And so
right.
this whole living uncommon life, it's really about the transition that I made, how I went from, you know, living into somewhat of an average-sized home to living in a wonderful home over 3,000 square feet. I mean,
oh, wow.
you know, God has been so good, but I did some uncommon things.
Right.
I sold some vehicles. You know, I cashed in some 401ks. I did some uncommon things. You know, I was the person that you see driving down the street and you say, man, why are they piled up in that car like that? Or I'm the person that says, you know, why don't they only have one vehicle? Because I chose to be uncommon. And in the words of Dave Ramsey, if you live like no other, then later you can live like no other.
Wow. Well, people,
I'm fired up, Miles. I'm ready to slap a bear.
Right. I know, like I said, I'm standing right behind him. If that bear gets spicy, you know, it's going down. I'm just excited, man. Just, you know, you got me on fire now. I want to go out and buy like 3 copies of the book, just read them back to back to back. You know, it's the same book. I want to. But, man, so we can order it from jlgodfrey.com.
Yeah, you can go to my website, just jlgodfrey.com. And what I've been doing, I initially started that, but I've been running it. And what it is that 20% of the proceeds go to my hometown of Saginaw, Michigan, to the City Rescue Mission. And if you know anything about the city of, I mean, the state of Michigan, they're really having some tough times right now. And so
right.
I believe in investing in my community. And so not only will you be investing in yourself by purchasing the book, but you'll be invested in helping other people. So it's a win-win situation all the way around.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm honored to do anything I can to help you. So we're definitely promoting this book. And like I said, I've actually had the honor to read through it myself. And it is an absolutely phenomenal book. It's a life-changing book. It will create a life-changing event. It will take you from good to great. I definitely endorse it 110%. So I'm encouraging anybody out there to go ahead and get their hands on this book because it's worth it.
Wow, that means so much, Miles. I know you have a great following, and people are really moved by what you say, and so that means a lot to get your endorsement.
Yes, sir. And in fact, what I suggest you do is that we can create a video. I will go in front of people and tell them that this book is worth having because I believe in it.
Wow, that's amazing.
I can't tell you any other way. This is a book worth having. I'm a writing coach, so I know a good book when I see it. I've helped many people with books, and I'll just be honest with you, JL. Some people shouldn't write. That's not their gift.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is that even Michael Jordan is not. You know, he was so great, but he still had a coach. And so, you being a writing coach, sometimes if you're not able to put your thoughts together, in a way that is book ready,
mm-hmm.
just put it together anyway and submit it to someone like yourself who's a writing coach. And you can, Miles, I've seen you. You can, you have the Midas touch. What you touch turns to gold.
The God be the glory on that one. Yeah, I can honestly say, man, I thank God for that. And it's something, that's one of the gifts that comes out, through my generations. My mother is a writer. She came from a lineage of writers, which means it's in the bloodline. So I picked up on it. And I look back, since I was younger, I definitely had an eye to see things like that. So I can tell you if a book is worth buying. There's no other way I can tell you. I can tell you if a book is worth buying because some books, like I said, the cover may be pretty, but when you open up the book, you might as well just close it back up and put it back on the shelf because it's worthless. It'd be nothing more than a doorstop. This book right here, JL's book, is much greater than that. It's much greater than just something you buy and just throw to the side. You actually would want to buy this book and read through it several times because it'll give you. Each and every time you'll see something that you missed the first time because it's a dynamic book and it will change your life. It will take you from good to great. I know he didn't come on here for me to tell him that, and he didn't pay me for this, nor did I pay Rydell to give the testimony he did earlier. This is in people's hearts, and what you're hearing is people's passions and people understanding how good it is to help somebody else, but also to tell the truth about somebody else as well.
Exactly.
Because if JL's book wasn't good, we would have never mentioned it. He knows that. He knows me
yes,
well enough
to
know that I would tell him the truth. But this is a quality product. Go get it. I'm telling you that now. Go get his book.
Well, again, Miles, I recommend your listeners go by my website. It's www.jlgodfrey.com and pick up your copy of Living an Uncommon Life, The 5 Steps to go from Good to Great. I highly recommend it. And It's one of those books. It's a very easy read, but again, I think the information in there, the information in there will revolutionize the way you see your life, and you will begin to take steps to go from good to great.
And there it is, Jay. I thank you for coming out tonight, and again, anything I can do to help you, you can give me a phone call.
Yes, sir. Likewise. And again, I thank you for just sharing your microphone with me tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care, Miles.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Well, people, we're coming near the end of the show, but I want to do this one thing real quick. I really want to make some acknowledgments first before I go further. I want to acknowledge some people who sometimes work behind the scenes that you may not see them, but they're still here and they're still a part of what you see and what you hear on this show. One person in particular, Mr. Kenneth Moody, he does a lot of technical things with me. That's my little brother. He is the truth when it comes to graphics. He's the truth when it comes to just, you know, most things technical, most things, you know, involving the social media. He is a champion, and we work together on a lot of things. So you're going to be hearing his name a lot more. You're going to hear from him soon on the show. Also, Miss Tiffany Padden, she's also, again, somebody who works behind the scenes helping me keep things in order. I actually is one of my sounding boards as to what to present sometimes, because, you know, I get a lot of ideas for the show, and I usually like to run them through people who are have a really discerning spirit and who are really able to give me good advice, because, you know, you have to have good advice in order to move forward successfully. So she's been one of my advisors. I want to thank her for that. Also, I want to thank Rydell V. He's been a great young man to know, a very talented young man, very inspirational young man, and he has a story to tell, and he does it dynamically through his music. And I'm, like I said, I'm praying for him, and I'm decreeing and declaring that anything that he needs, that God will provide it to make this 2010 a breakout year for him. Also, Mr. J.L. Godfrey, thank you for your friendship and also for just being another source of inspiration for me. Also, Dr. Walter Sims, who invited me on his show last night for just 4 minutes, but it was a power-packed 4 minutes, and we had a great time. I want to thank him for that also. And anybody who I may have forgotten, know that it's, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head. I have so many people that I could sit up here and thank. I'd have to have a whole show just to have a thank you show, which I may do. But notice, I also want to thank Pastor Gennaro Lee and Lady Tiffany Lee and Bishop Wayne T. Jackson and Dr. Beverly Jackson. And anybody who has anything to do with what I'm doing, you know I love you, you know I'm praying for you, and you know that without a shadow of a doubt that you can call on me, and if I can do it, it's done. And on that note, I want to leave you with a really dynamic, powerful song here. But before I go, I want to let you know that this is Creating a Championship Standard of Living, and I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller, and I thank you. Also, before we go, I am going to make an appearance this week, this Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be on Conversations with Karen. That's a new show by my sister Karen L. Donald. She's going to be doing a dynamic show on Blog Talk Radio every – I'm not going to give you – I don't know the exact days, but I know exactly right now, at least every Monday at 11 p.m. she'll be doing Conversations with Karen. It's going to be a dynamic, thought-provoking show. I'm going to be her first guest on the show, so I'm excited about that. At 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be on Conversations with Karen. You can find her at blogtalkradio.com/KarenL. That's blogtalkradio.com/KarenL. And without a shadow of a doubt, this has been Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller, giving you my mantra and my motto. My motto and my mantra: don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.
How many people know it's your time? Oh. We want to thank y'all for coming. I just want to encourage somebody, let you know I am speaking over your life. You get ready to walk into the best time of your life. You are getting ready to get your inheritance. Just look at somebody and say, it's your time, it's your time. Vanessa, come to the stage for me, please.
Yeah, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, y'all, say, it's your time. Everybody, can you just say that with me?
It's your time.
Why don't you look at somebody and sing it to them?
It's your time.